there's something happening. Today is the big day. It's Oscar night. Yes. Yes, indeed. The Oscars. Are you going to watch? I'll be there. I mean, it's my efforts to get out and see Best Pictures this year has been pretty poor, but I'm going to watch anyway. Have you been following the hype all week? The stories? You know, the stories from the pre-red carpet, pre-Oscar telecast, pre-red carpet stories. Those stories, yes. All happening today and this evening. The red carpet will be unfolded. The gold statuettes line lobbies like soldiers. Tonight, Hollywood puts on its Sunday best. All right, well, maybe some of the fashion won't work here at Vine Street, but you get the idea of what I'm talking about. Which movie is going to win Best Picture? Will Boyhood beat Birdman? Will Julianne Moore finally win an Oscar? Can Bradley Cooper edge out the favorite, Michael Keaton? Well, here's an interesting factoid about tonight's show. For this one-night made-for-TV event, preparations have been going on since well before Christmas. Maybe you'll watch tonight. Maybe you won't. It's incredible, isn't it, that so much work goes into something that you and I may or may not watch. You've really got to believe in something, believe that it's special to spend so much time putting it together, even though others may casually choose whether or not they will participate. Sometimes Lent feels like that to me. Many of us will spend the next 40 days, not including Sundays, getting ready. We will spend time being intentional about examining our lives. We will pray. We may fast. We may give up certain activities like going to movies, or going to Starbucks or social media. We may give up TV, all in the name of Lent. We will do this for the sake of preparing to participate in the church's biggest day, Easter. Charles Wesley says this of Easter: O love divine, what hast thou done? The incarnate God hath died for me. The Father's co-eternal Son bore all my sins upon the tree. The Son of God for me hath died. My Lord, my love, is crucified. Is crucified for me and you, to bring us rebels near to God. Believe the record true. Ye all are bought with Jesus' blood. Pardon for all flows from his side. My Lord, my love is crucified. Forgiven by God, invited to become the people we were intended to be, offered healing, new bodies, minds, and spirits that are whole once again. This is Easter for the Christian church. But how about the rest of culture? Despite how we deeply grieve in the death of Jesus and rejoice in his resurrection, there are many, many people who will watch Easter Sunday unfold with the same amount of ambivalence as we may have for watching the Oscars tonight. It's incredible, isn't it? I'm challenged this Lenten season to make Easter, our biggest, most meaningful event of the year, something in which a broken world like ours might find meaningful, might find helpful. I wish for us, I wish for people beyond the walls of this church to find Easter full of mercy and hope when we arrive at the end of our Lenten journey. For that to happen, we will need to start with ourselves. Starting with ourselves, we will need to aim to be more like Jesus. We will need to travel into the wilderness of our hearts to examine the temptations we face. One church resource describes our version of Jesus' wilderness, Lent, this way. It is the time when persons who have committed serious sins and had been separated from the community of faith, to be restored to the fellowship of the church. The whole congregation is thus reminded of the mercy and forgiveness proclaimed in the gospel of Jesus Christ and the need we all have to renew our baptism faith. There are several ways we can practice Lent: self-examination, penitence, prayer, fasting, almsgiving, giving to the poor, reading and meditating on the Word of God. Whatever you commit to, and I hope you will commit to something, we will find, I believe, that our temptations do not come in the form of a demonic man in a red suit. Instead, we're likely to encounter something else. We're likely to be challenged by more subtle temptations. We'll be goaded by critical questions of our own minds. We'll be minimized by our insecurities. We'll be tempted to believe we're on our own, that we don't need to rely on God or anyone else for that matter to provide for our temporal needs. We'll be tempted to believe that we can control our own lives, that if we can just work a little harder, be a little more perfect, act more level-headed, then yes, yeah, we can control our world. These are lies, of course. They are the temptations of our wilderness experience. On Ash Wednesday, if the foul weather hadn't prevented us, we would have heard these words: "From dust you came, to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel." We were once dust coming from the elements of the earth, but our Creator formed us, shaped us, and breathed life into us. We have never been able, and never will be able, to be all we were created to be without God at the core of our lives. And here is our hope. Jesus reminds us that God is our answer. God goes with us into the wilderness places of our lives. God will not forsake us. God wishes for us to know compassion. God wishes for us to experience mercy. And that's why we're on this journey in the first place. We are heading toward Easter's grace. Yes, there is hope. God offers us all we need if only we will do our best to be open to God working in and through our lives. And so this Lenten journey, these next 40 days, this examine in the wilderness, begins with you. And it begins with me. But how about the other people that I'm concerned about? The people maybe out there, the rest of culture. I mean, I know it's a tradition to give up something for Lent. Some of us abstain from chocolate or social media or wine, which indeed is requiring an act of God. But a friend of mine gives up fast food for Lent. Others of us commit to praying more or studying more about our faith. These disciplines are good and useful, and I do recommend them. And if you are among those giving up something for Lent, I commend you. There can be another angle, though. I read an article once that has stuck with me. It was about churches practicing a discipline of service during Lent. Now, we're pretty good at this, but listen. One clergy person was quoted as saying, "I thought, what if instead of taking on a Lenten discipline of individual abstinence, we take on a communal discipline of communal action. That perspective resulted in folks volunteering at senior centers across their city and another group to pledge to be more green, taking better care of the earth. Maybe for us it starts today with our Week of Compassion offering, which we'll collect in just a few minutes. The point is this: we shift from the I culture focus from ourselves to focus on others. The focus becomes giving hope to people who may have a hard time finding hope in day-to-day living. And here's still another way we might try to practice Lent. I wonder how we as members of this Vine Street community can give to each other. How can we make a difference in the lives of one another? Maybe you'll come up with some ideas this week. Let me know what you think. We've got 40 days. We've got 40 days to prepare for Easter, the biggest day of the church. It's my hope that this Lenten season, we will not take any shortcuts to Easter. I wish for us the creative energy God provides. I hope we will harness that energy so that we may bring as many people as we can to experience Easter's great drama, Easter's great miracle. We have 40 days, friends. To God be the glory.